desire your prayers this evening. I'd say we appreciate the song service, and we're thankful that one day in our life there was a change that happened. But if you have your Bibles, we're going to be reading out of the Gospel of John, chapter number 3. We're going to start in the first verse. The Bible says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God, for no man does these miracles thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And that's all we feel like reading. And I don't know if we're going to preach or if we're going to just stand up here and talk for a minute. But I was just thinking about what Randy was preaching last night and about that first time that ever happened. And Brother Randy, I remember that first time that God ever told me to come. I was sitting, it was a Thursday night of revival, and I was sitting there in the back, and the altar call came in, and they said, Brother Stephen said, won't you just come? And I just sat back there and I didn't move and I just didn't do anything. I came home. I didn't go to sleep. I couldn't do nothing. All I could do was just cry and just think about why didn't I go? Friday morning came along. My mom came home from work and she said, we're going to church. And I said, no, I don't want to go. I'm just going to stay home. I don't want to ever go back or none of that. But she made me go, and I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for that first time that I came down and I gave it all to God. And he ain't never betrayed me, never went away from me, never done any of that. But then that first time when he called me to preach, oh, I ran a mile long. I wanted to get away from the church. I didn't want to come to church. I didn't want to do none of that. I started drinking. I started cussing. I started doing anything I could to just get away from the church. But I'm thankful that Wednesday night, I sat there and I couldn't hold it in anymore. I had to let it go. And for the first time, he made a change in my life. Wow, I'm so thankful that he made a change in my life. And he can do the same for you. I was thinking about the prodigal son. This is going to be scattered. I'm just overflowing after this revival. But I was thinking about the prodigal son, how he took his money and he went away from his father and he did all these things. And then when he lost it all, he ended up sleeping in the swine. And then he came on back. That's what we do, church. Whenever we get away from God, whenever we do all these things, we just come on back. After we get that whooping, we just come on back. And I'm thankful that he's standing there with open arms every single time we come back. No matter what you do, you can turn the cheek, but he never will. He just stands there and says, come. And I'm thankful that we have a merciful God. Brother Randy, that's all I got. I'm just thankful that one day there was a change. And I'm thankful that no matter what I do, God's always there.